My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't love junior mints. I just don't hate them. I don't understand why they are treated like second-class candy.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Oh, I a candy that is basically toothpaste wrapped up in stale chocolate is treated like a second-class candy. All right, I get it. It's a good, valid question.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Is there a time to change? You know, the three teams I've drafted this year... Second class candy is pretty good.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Game day. Texans Bears coming up tonight. Texans are favored by a point. Total of 31. Let's get ready for 16-15. That seems like a perfect drought score, Hall of Fame game score. 16-15. We don't want overtime. We're going to make sure. If there's a chance to kick a point for the tie, we're going to go for two. Don't you want to see the kickoffs?
You're talking to me? Yeah. I'm gonna watch. Yeah. I mean, you know, whatever. 16:15. I don't promise you I'm going to be there much later than 8:45. But I'm.
When does it start? Eight.
Eight. Yeah. And I think right around eight too. Like I don't think there's. You know, 25 minutes of garbage.
No, is that an extensive pregame show?
I think the
extended
just
pregame
just
show.
Roll it at eight. Although, you know, I've heard now plenty of these coordinators around the league, special teams coordinators, including the Bills guy, talk about the kickoff and sort of speculate that they suspect you might not see much in the preseason because teams aren't really going to try to, you know, they want to keep what they're doing to themselves to see if it works when they get to the real games. And I still think maybe because of that, that we'll get to the regular season and maybe a couple of things will go wrong for a couple of teams early, and then everyone's going to start kicking it out of the end zone. It's like, yeah, it was the 25 last year. It's the 30. W-E, all caps. We don't, whatever.
W-E.
I just don't, it's not worth, we're not getting enough of an edge here, and I'm not trapping you deeper than you know I was before, and just to heck with it. It's more trouble than it's worth to put the time in.
Who was talking about, I didn't make a note of it. Who was talking about kicking the ball off the ground? Somebody was saying how maybe that is better because it would just be such a funky trajectory.
But you have to get it into the landing zone.
Yes.
So you can't just...
I don't mean a squib kick.
Okay.
Something about kicking it literally off the grass...
Oh,
would make it tougher to catch.
Yeah.
Rather than that makes sense, doesn't it?
There
if you get in the air.
There was an addendum sent out to the teams this week, is when I first heard of it. Forgive me if it's older news than that, but that some teams were fooling around with, I guess you have to use the tee, but you can't lay the ball the long way on the tee to try to accomplish maybe some, you know, make it harder to field if it's,
okay.
You know, if it's instead of end over end, it's, you know, spinning.
Like a top.
Right. I would venture to guess that would be harder to handle, but you are not going to be allowed to, you have to have the ball upright on the tee. You can't lie it on the tee. You have to have it.
Lay it.
Yeah.
Do you have a top in your possession at home? Is there a top in your house? I don't believe we have a top. Would we have a top in some, you know, cluttered toy room or some bin somewhere with toys the kids don't play with anymore because they're too old? Would there be a top in there?
There's a 30% chance that there's a top. You should see my kids' rooms. And by that, I mean...
You should not see
my
kids' rooms.
Don't ever... Yeah.
Do not look at my kids' rooms.
Leo is actually pretty... there's just a lot of stuff. It's not messy. Owen is like... I'm not sure at any given time whether it's clean or dirty laundry just like piled on this bed that he sleeps on. I don't know. Anyway, there could be tops in those rooms. It's possible.
What about jacks?
There are tops.
Jacks?
Definitely no jacks.
Definitely?
We did not have a jacks phase. So unless they went out and bought jacks, you know, with their paper route money.
Which is unlikely.
Which they didn't have.
Did you ever play jacks?
Sure.
Sure?
Yeah.
I don't think I did.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
It should have been obvious to me that you've played jacks.
I'm 59 years old.
But they had TV. Did you have a TV when you were a kid?
Barely. Barely.
I feel like TV ended jacks.
We had to work to get Channel 17, Mike. I mean, it was, I played some jacks. Damn right I played jacks.
What do you do in jacks? There's a little ball.
Yeah, and you gotta like bounce the ball and try how many jacks you can pick up before you gotta catch the ball before it hits the ground again.
All right.
I think that's how
sounds right.
That's how I remember jacks.
I feel like we're talking about a dog. Jacks.
Jacks.
Yeah. Most interesting team in the NFL. These two teams tonight could lay a claim. Each of them. Houston is interesting.
Yep.
Can they take a step?
Mm-hmm.
Is Stroud really that good? What does Diggs mean? None of this will be revealed tonight.
Yeah.
But.
And will the Bears continue to be utterly unwatchable? Or has a new era dawned?
The Bears might be the most interesting team in the NFL. Will this actually work? How good is this kid? Best, it's being said, best situation for a rookie quarterback ever.
Right, I'll say it again. First overall pick, but they were 7-10. They got the pick in a trade, and so they were sitting pretty. So they weren't terrible.
DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Odunze.
That sounds like one of the best receiving cores in the league.
Sure, right.
That's what that sounds like.
Are they the most interesting team in the league? I want to throw Dallas in.
Really?
In the other way, yeah. I mean, Dallas is, every time they talk...
Okay.
It sounds more like it's just they've just forgotten
it's gonna come apart.
What to do.
Mm-hmm.
Is that just talking? Maybe, but Dallas is a little scary for maybe just like everybody bolts at the end of the season or something. That it just gets Mike McCarthy. He's the man to keep it together. I don't know.
Last year of his contract, no less.
Him too.
Right.
I was like this last year about him. I'm not a fan, but they were great. So the Bills are interesting. I think they'd be up there on the list.
I think they're more interesting than they've been in 2 years.
Okay.
Because I don't think, like, when they got good, like, 20, they got good. 21, they were very interesting because, like, they got good. Can they, a little like Houston, can they stay here and advance this? Like, what's next? And then they did, and then they did again. And, you know, the seasons weren't exactly smooth, but they were contender status every minute of every day, out of season, in season. I think mostly, even at 500, I don't think they were dead. Like betting market wise, that maybe you remember better than I do on that. But anyway, now all of that is in the rearview mirror. Turnover, it's, you know, can they make do without all the guys that they divested themselves of? That gets that's interesting. It's, to me, more interesting than can they stay at this awesome level that they're at, because with everyone still there, like,
well,
the last couple of years.
That I agree with. Kansas City, though, it has to be called interesting. And there, nobody's ever won three straight. So that's interesting.
Yep. There's no shortage of during the break, I thought of Green Bay.
Yep.
For
like
this,
that.
Right? I mean, it's really cool. Oh, we've got, you know, they've got the dream receiver core, right? Everybody's young. Nobody's getting paid, and they're productive. They're really good. Okay, well, is that going to hold? Is someone going to emerge? Or is everyone just going to be equals? Like, I don't know if that's realistic. And you just committed huge money to the quarterback. And I know I'm optimistic about him, but you don't have to be. There's not a tremendous body of work there. It's last year, and it wasn't even all great last year. You know, he had a great playoff game in Dallas that really helped a lot. And I'm not saying he was bad, but is he spectacular? Is he Mahomes or Allen or C.J. Stroud? I don't know. There's just not a lot of work there yet. Like, if the Texans had to pay C.J. Stroud right now,
they would.
I know, but I'd be like, I don't know. Like, it's a part of my lacking, like, not wanting to get completely on board with Houston as like a top tier team in the conference or even in the league, because it's just new, and I want to see it year over year, or at least like get going and show me, oh yeah, okay, you know what, yeah, that is, thank you, I held out, but you showed me. I think you say the same thing about Jordan Love,
who did get paid.
You did get paid. That's right.
Yeah, I guess I am very optimistic for them. And for him, I think you saw a great quarterback. But you're right. If you want more, you're entitled.
Yep.
They were all set. I am really jealous of them. And I guess I'm assuming that he is that good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe it's, you could say it's early to do that. The Packers certainly have made up their mind.
I do. Yeah. Look, I'm also optimistic about him, but I think there's room to like go, really?
And he was on the bench there for 3 years.
Right. Well, that's why the contract had to come
right
already. You know, you just didn't get, you know, anything, even that first year. You just didn't get enough to want to really get there with him. Or no, it wasn't even the first year. Wasn't it just last year before he started for the first time that they, like, the fifth-year option, and they did a little thing with his contract, which, like, a bridge, which hardly ever happens. Mm-hmm. But because he sat for 3 years, they needed to do something, and they did, and now they blew that up and started over. I think that's very interesting. Philly, I think, is really interesting. They kind of unraveled last year. The coordinators are new for a second season in a row, so third systems on both sides of the ball in 3 years. And it seemed like Sirianni was like, he was catching heat, man. It got a little hot there. And so I think that there's no shortage of drama there, I think, either. There's so
Jets.
Much. The league, you know, what are we talking about? We're talking about the league is a machine. Like, the interest, like, even, you know, I'm not following these teams day to day as, you know, like a beat reporter on the ground would, watching their practices. But, man, there's just no shortage of topics and things to talk about within the league. I mean, it's just, there's so much.
Jets.
Of course, Jets. Right. Why are Garrett Wilson and Aaron Rodgers yelling at each other? Are they going to get on the same page? Is everything okay? Did you see Rodgers' explanation about the Devontae Adams thing?
No.
You know, he at the golf tournament a couple weeks ago, he said, I can't wait to play with Adams again. Can't wait to play with him again.
Mm-hmm.
And that made the round, like, oh, right? Is there something in the works? And I guess this week he was asked about it. And if I gave you 2 minutes, I think you could figure out what he said. But I'm not going to give you the 2 minutes. I'm going to spill it for you and the audience. He said, well, it was one of these reporters that was really annoying, was following me around all day, asking the same questions. So I just wanted to give them something so they'd leave me alone. So that's what I said. And I believe I was talking about golf.
Oh.
I look forward to playing with him again.
Playing golf with him again.
Yeah. I mean, how do you not hate this man. He's the worst. I admit that how much I despise him is clouding every... It mars any conversation I'm involved in about the Jets. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I've ever wanted a famous player in the league to fail more than him.
Oh, man.
I cannot stand him. And it's not the vaccine stuff and the whatever. I respect going off into the mountains to take mushrooms. Good for you. If you have the resources to do that.
If there's one thing we could say about you.
Go do that. Like, I'm not judging that harshly at all, if that even needs to be said. I hope someday to go up into the mountains and take mushrooms. I really would enjoy it. So it's not that. It's just the heel turn. The media is evil. They're just out to get me. Just, oh my God.
I hate that a lot.
Just shut up! And I used to love him as a player. I don't think there's ever been, for me personally as a sports fan, more of a, probably when I was a little kid and liked wrestling, and someone went from being good to bad, like, oh, I'm mad now. I mean,
Sergeant Slaughter.
Sure, whatever. Give me some examples of heel turns, and I'm not well versed enough, but maybe at some point I was mad about Rodgers. Is like a whole nother level for me. I just cannot stand him.
It's interesting how, I mean, I wouldn't just sort of blame the media, but how your image changes over the years and how it can be tied to your team's performance, your own performance, but sometimes it isn't. You know, it turned for me with him on with Tyler Dunn.
Yeah.
And this expose that everybody was talking about and just how difficult he was, and that's putting it mildly in certain ways. And like, okay, well, it's turned for him. After yep. that.
That's absolutely where it started for me, too.
And not only do I know Tyler, but often when you read the work, it's easy, I think, it can be, for me anyway, to accept it. Like, all right, well, I'm buying this. And, of course, you have people who anything like that will tell you, well, you just can't believe it. But it turned for him there. Russell Wilson is interesting here. How Wilson went from an underdog story, Super Bowl winner, you know, slighted in the draft, not so big, everything, third round pick, to champion. I mean, was like a play away from two in a row. It didn't happen, but still, having a great career. And then there was an article about him and the Seahawks and about how Pete Carroll favored him so much.
Right, and the defensive
players resented it.
Yeah, right.
And he became sort of the chosen one, and maybe he's awkward, you know, like in certain ways he was to blame for it. And like, okay, well, I guess you're telling me I really can't like this guy like I used to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it just comes for everybody. Mahomes, the people who hate Mahomes, it could be him a little bit. I mean, there was the Bills game last year, the Kadarius Toney play where he looked like a child. You know, that
wouldn't shake hands with Allen. Yeah. That was bad.
That was not a great look
for
him.
He did at least like 2 days later say, like, I really regret that.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, fine.
But you know, somebody who is, and you know, it'll be like his brother or his wife or just people around him that you don't like, whatever you want to hang on to. Especially when you're winning like this, it seems almost inevitable that, well, maybe not. I don't know. What would you say about Brady for this? Did the public come to really dislike Brady?
I don't think
so. He survived it if it happened.
I don't think so. And there were Spygate and the deflated footballs and all that stuff. But I don't feel like he, outside of rooting interests, like in general, did football fans decide that he was a villain or something? No, I don't think so at all. I really don't. I think we feel a certain way about him here, I think. Maybe in Miami too, I don't know. But no, I don't think that happened for him. Not to the degree it's happened with Rodgers or even Russell Wilson.
I don't find Brady genuine. Like, I think his persona is sort of put on. It's why I have a hard time with him.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like a concerted effort to make you like him. Like, what, he doesn't step in it, really.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't really believe it. I feel like I want someone real. That's why it so bothers me that he's going to be in broadcasting. Because all I want from broadcasting, well, I want you to be able to speak the language. That'd be nice. But I just want you to be real. And with all the different, you know, how closely the announcers are tied to the league, you know, you can't really expect, I don't want to say honesty, but there's a wall.
Sure. Yeah.
And, you know, everybody's great. That kind of thing is stuff. I just hate that stuff. And so I think he's somebody whose whole image is that. And you put him in a booth, I feel like it's just going to be insufferably bad. And I know a lot of people are the opposite on that, maybe including you.
I think he's going to be great at it, and it's going to be really annoying. Yeah, like I don't like him, like his persona, much at all. I find him, did you use the word insufferable just now? I think that's a good word for him. And almost smothering. I mean, there's just so much content. And none of it really works for me, but I think he's going to be good at that, and that's going to annoy me. Because I'll try to be honest about it. I'm going to try to go into it, not just, oh my God, Tom Brady's talking, kill me.
I just don't see how will he be good? Like, he's not funny. Tony Romo was a shocking delight. Like, here's Tony Romo shows up in the booth. Why? Because he could really tell you the plays. It was like Shades of Madden, who could quickly tell you what was even going to happen, but at least what just happened in a way that made sense and was interesting. Like, oh, I didn't realize that. I didn't see that. He could do that, and he was funny. And Madden, of course, the all-time great because he was hilarious, but also just like super sharp. And I don't see there being any chance that Brady is funny. And maybe he'll take chances, right? Maybe he's not going to worry about the shield or all his friends, I mean, around the league or his image, but I doubt it.
He is Tom Brady. Like, if anybody could do that, it's him. More so than Romo, even.
He just seems too, I don't know.
Plastic,
what am I even
too
saying?
Plastic?
Just somebody
know.
That would not do that. Somebody who would kind of just tell you what you want to hear, I guess. I hope I'm wrong, and that's just a throwaway line sometimes, but I really do, because I watch these games.
Yeah.
And like, Aikman is somebody who is provably wrong so often when he's talking about game decisions, but I do think I would give Aikman, there's a sense of, yeah, you know, this is a joke anyway, like all of this. Like,
right.
I think he has that sort of that air about him.
I agree with you.
I'm not taking myself that seriously, so you shouldn't take this that seriously, which I like.
He and Buck have really grown on me, and I've mostly liked Aikman. I don't disagree with he's wrong about stuff, but like listening to him doesn't upset me hardly ever. And Buck has really grown on me too over the years. And I think he's been good for Aikman in the way that you just said. I think he's brought Aikman to a more relatable place. Like, you know, we're just two guys in makeup doing the football game here, kind of like that. And I appreciate that. I think Brady will make me laugh, and that's what I'm going to be annoyed about.
I hope.
That's why.
It better be good.
Yeah.
Right. It better be good. All right. We'll take a break here, have the update, talk some more. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, you want to give us your thoughts on, well, some of this, Bills training camp, the Hall of Fame game tonight, which side you're on? I'm not sure we would go for that, but you can try. Back after the update here on WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!